You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast, episode 13. Hi, it's Jo Britton here. And just before we get on to the main part of the show, there's something really exciting I want to share with you. My Mojo membership community is launching soon. It's been months in the making and it's my baby. And it's packed with resources, support and community to help you find your mojo and keep it, so that you can achieve what you want to achieve, whether that's health, wealth, or happiness, or all three. I'm opening the waiting list now. If you'd like to be on it, head over to my Instagram profile, jobritton.mojo, and click the link in my bio. Here you'll find a link to the Mojo membership waitlist. That's jobritton.mojo on Instagram, and click the link in my bio to find the Mojo membership waitlist. And now on to the main part of the show. You're listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with me, your host, Jo Britton. Your mojo is your energy, your enthusiasm, and your motivation, so that you've got the ability to get results for your personal and professional life without freaking out and burning out. Tune in for practical advice on how to find your mojo and keep it. Welcome back to Mojo Matters. I'm flying solo for this episode as I record it during that strange week between Christmas and New Year, betwixtmas, crimbo limbo, whatever you might call it. You've no clue what day of the week it is. You may be eating leftovers still and chocolate for breakfast. So I've given my guests a bit of time off. During this week, maybe you're back at work, maybe you've been endlessly flicking through Netflix, or perhaps you're feeling like there's not much motivation to do anything. And even on a normal year, without all of these restrictions and tier systems, this period can feel a bit like a slump, can't it? So I wanted to record this episode, maybe just to give you a bit of something to think about and be okay about, because I've been catching up with people over the last couple of days and a common theme in conversation has come up. The events of 2020 have been making them reflect even more than usual about life, work, business, family, health, career, so on. And some have told me that they're feeling like they're in a bit of no man's land and a bit directionless. All year, they've been looking forward to 2021, as they believe by now we'd be out of this COVID situation and things would be a bit more back to normal. But the realization has set in that it may still be a few more months to come until we see some sort of semblance of normality. So some have told me that they feel a bit guilty for feeling this way. They're guilty that they should be grateful that they have their health, a roof over their heads when others have had it so hard, yet they also feel like they've been robbed of their mojo and they want more from life. Some have said they feel like they should be grateful that they've got a job, but are really unhappy, exhausted, feel unappreciated, or just really hate what they're doing right now. But with the way things are, it wouldn't be the right time to apply for a new job because nobody's hiring, are they? For some, they've said they want to make changes in their lives, but they don't know what it is that they want to change. And others have told me that they actually really struggle with the prospect of New Year anyway. It's something they've told me they always dread. They feel like there's this whole lot of expectation and pressure, a reminder that they feel like they've not achieved what maybe they should have achieved. They maybe feel disappointed, perhaps that they should be setting goals and targets and resolutions, but you know, they never stick to them anyway. And then they just feel like a failure. So in this episode, I just want to address these points in case you really relate to any of this too, and it helps you. So let's start with gratitude. Okay, on gratitude, here's what I have to say. Just because you have things to be grateful for doesn't mean that you can't feel fed up with other parts of your life. Don't get me wrong, I do practice gratitude every single day and it really does help me. And there is science behind gratitude that says that people who practice gratitude, the greater their overall well-being and life satisfaction is, and that they have stronger immune systems and lower blood pressure and have a greater capacity for positive emotions. So gratitude is super helpful. And I know that it helps me calm when I'm feeling a bit worried or anxious about stuff. But it doesn't mean that you can't experience emotions that feel a bit off or that aren't really aligned with maybe what you want. You can still want more. You're a human being who is being human and feeling and experiencing. And sometimes we can just assume that or get irritated that we're feeling this way because, you know, like, I've got so much to be grateful for. So why am I moaning? Why am I fed up? What is wrong with me? Well, nothing actually. Look, we don't generally tend to ask ourselves the same thing when we're not frustrated or when we're happy, do we? Like, we don't say, what's wrong with me? I'm not frustrated today. What's wrong with me? I'm really happy today. So the thing is, we don't choose really our emotions, but we do get to choose how we react or respond to those emotions. So for me, this is what helps, just noticing my thoughts, emotions, my feelings, but without blame, shame, or judgment. Just noticing really helps because I then choose what I do next. Like, I acknowledge these are just thoughts or emotions, that I'm not my thoughts. I'm letting them pass. And this really makes me feel a lot calmer and less prone to ruminate on stuff. So maybe if you're feeling a bit like this, perhaps try that. Give that a go. On the point about wanting a new job, but thinking there's absolutely no point in applying because there aren't any jobs, right? I challenge you to think about the belief or story that you're telling yourself right now and how true it is. Because here's the thing, we all tell ourselves stories every single day, often without realizing it. Or we have a belief without questioning it. Some of these stories and beliefs are helpful and they empower us and propel us into action. But some of them are less helpful. And actually, sometimes these beliefs and stories are not actually true. So if you're telling yourself at the moment that you'd really like a new job, but nobody's hiring, I want to challenge you. I want to ask you, where is the evidence that no one is hiring? I actually know quite a few people who were in relatively safe jobs, actually, but wanted more for themselves. And they successfully moved jobs, got promoted, earned more money during the pandemic. So I say this to you, if you really, really want a new job, ask yourself, what's stopping you? What's holding you back? What stories are you telling yourself? And work on those things first. One of my mantras is, if we want to achieve something in our life, in our business, in our career, we need to align our stories and beliefs to achieving that particular outcome, that result. Now, that doesn't mean being fake and pretend about stuff, but it does mean recognizing and becoming aware of the stuff, of the stories that may be holding us back, and choosing to do something about them, choosing to work on them. So what's that story or belief that we have that isn't working for us? What do we need to start believing in instead? So let me just give you an example. One of my stories or beliefs that I was telling myself at the beginning of the pandemic when my business was really struggling that it was this. It would be really insensitive of me to sell right now because nobody is buying what I do as a coach. So obviously, I stopped selling and that continued to harm my business. Now, the minute I recognised this story and belief was actually more fiction than fact. And when I started to flip it and I said to myself, well, actually, what if now is exactly the right time that people need my help? Everything really then started to change. I felt more motivated. I started helping people that didn't feel like selling. And I started earning again. So sometimes it's relatively simple and easy even to flip those stories. Sometimes it's less so, but it is possible when you know how to do it. So reach out if I can help you with any of this at all. I'm trained and practiced in techniques that use your brain's natural neuroplasticity, meaning the way your brain learns, so that you can write yourself new and more empowering stories and patterns that will motivate you and release some of the worry, maybe some of the fear and anxiety that may be holding you back from achieving what you really want. Okay, so next. What about you know you want to make changes in your life, but you don't know what it is that you really want? In my work as a coach, this is really common with my clients. So they come to me for help with making change, but they actually don't know what that change is. So they have a list of 100 things that they know they don't want, but they don't know what they do want instead, or they think that there's just so much wrong that they don't know where to start. And so it all gets a bit overwhelming. So they feel stuck and it's mojo draining. So there's a little exercise I'm going to share with you that you can do to start to help you get moving. And it's called the Wheel of Life. So you can get in touch with me, by the way, if you want a copy of this tool. Just go to the contact form on my website, which is pacedevelopment.co.uk. And I'll send you one. But essentially, what the Wheel of Life is a brilliant tool. So it's a wheel that's divided into segments, and each segment represents an aspect of your life. So let's say you have a segment for health, finances, career, significant other, relationships, and so on. And for each segment, you give yourself a satisfaction score out of 10. So say health, finances, and significant other score 7, 6, 8, and then career scores 5. You might decide that you're going to focus on career first, and then you start to work through that. So you start to ask yourself questions like, what would my ideal career look like? And if everything was 10 out of 10 in my career, what would be happening? How would I be feeling? And so on and so on. And then you start to think about what steps might I need to take to achieve my ideal career. And so what do I need to do to get started on this? And what's the first action step that I can take? And then you just keep working through that. And when you've done that, you'll start to find that you're feeling a bit more motivated, and then you'll take another little action step, and then you'll notice that you're making progress, and yay, that starts to feel good. And then when you've worked through all that career stuff, you can come back to your wheel and start on the next thing. So whether that's health or money or whatever. So the Wheel of Life, a really good tool to use to help you start getting a bit of clarity around what the areas of your life that you want to make a change in and where you might start prioritizing. So finally, on to the new year thing. Look, this used to be exactly me. I used to dread New Year's Eve and a new year. kind of with that Monday morning feeling that you can get, but like times a thousand. But then I started to choose to see it differently. So let me just share this with you. Just a bit of perspective, I guess. So if it's New Year's Eve that you dread, it's just worth remembering that, and I've done the calculation on this, that New Year's Eve is just 0.273726% of your whole year. So it doesn't have to feel and have this massive impact on your mojo. It's just another day with another midnight. And it's an opportunity perhaps to close the chapters that weren't so good and maybe start writing better ones instead. And you know, I never set New Year resolutions anymore. If there's something I want to achieve, I start in that moment, that day that it comes into my head. I don't wait, I just write it down. I write down what it is that I want to achieve and what's motivating me to do it. So what will I be feeling like when I achieve it? And what will I be feeling like if I don't actually? And then like the Wheel of Life stuff, I break it down into stepping stones. So what things will I need to have done to achieve that thing that I want to accomplish? And then I set myself little daily challenges to take a bit of action on those stepping stones. And as part of that, I also start to get really clear on the habits that I'll need to start or I'll need to stop to help me keep taking action and be more motivated. Plus, I also set myself a reward that is proportionate to the size of the thing that I want to achieve. Some way that I'll reward myself or I'll celebrate with when I achieve that result, that goal, that target. And this is really helpful for us. It's really helpful for our brain. Our brain likes it because our brain is always working off reward. So just the anticipation of reward is going to help keep you motivated. So there you go, a short Twixmas episode of Mojo Matters, covering some stuff that I've been hearing a lot over the last few days that's been draining people's mojos, worrying them a little bit. I hope some of what I've said has got you thinking and has been helpful. But look, please reach out to me if I can help you more. And my website is pacedevelopment.co.uk, or maybe just come over to Instagram and give me a follow. I'm joebritton.mojo over there if you'd benefit from a bit more help. I'll be back with another episode next week. In the meantime, stay safe, stay well, and keep your mojo cup brimming. You've been listening to the Mojo Matters podcast with Jo Britton. Tune in again for more practical advice on how to find your mojo and how to keep it.